What's up, you guys? You already know what it is. Just a girl, cocaine kisses. Yeah, I'm here. And you're here, so we're here. And yeah, we're just gonna get straight to it, right? It's Friday. Fuck it.
Eight, ignition sequence has started. 6, 5, 4. 3, 2, 1, 0. We have commit and we have liftoff at 2:13. 7.5 building up to 7.6 million pounds of
thrust. You're jamming with the hottest disc jockey. Disc jockey.
Whatever.
Oh!
Season. Yes, yes! Round of applause for my Leos in the motherfucking building. Indeedy. And you know, it's crazy, you guys, because, you know, I show love to every sign during a season, right? But I don't know what it is about Leo season that pisses some people so fucking off the chain. Like, they are so offended when our season come and we be humbly like waiting, because, you know, the truth is, it's always Leo season. You know, people don't like to hear that, but that's a fact, right? So, no, that's my facts, right? Okay, whatever, right? But the fact remains, we wait. We let all the other seasons enjoy, go hard, do what it do. And then the minute we start repping our fucking season, open season, you gotta hate her. In the bushes like, fuck Leo. Fuck them Leos. Nigga, we understand. A lot of people be hating because they wanted to be a Leo. It's not our fault. We didn't go and choose that the Leo sign was going to be represented by kings and queens, the lion and the lioness, royalty. Like, I think that's really what it is. Outside of whatever other personal issues people may have with a Leo that they personally know, that's usually why they say they don't like Leos. But it doesn't fucking matter because... hey, it's our motherfucking season. So, yeah, you guys, be nice to a Leo, okay? It's our motherfucking day up into August 23rd, right? Or the 22nd, one of them. But anyway, so I'm here, you guys. Also, a first, today is the Olympic Games out in Tokyo. The open ceremony started already. Followed by, I think maybe it was, two games that are going on. I know that, they were doing, rowing today. So rowing was one of the events that was, happening today. And we'll get more into that later on. So yeah, shout out to everybody that's at the Olympics, which is probably not a lot, but shout out to the games overall. You know, I'll be watching. Yes, I will. You know, I'm going to be watching. So, yeah, so we'll get into that in a little bit. Also, for all my, star seeds and my soul families and people who are into, astrology and astronomy and metaphysical sciences, you know, today is the full moon in Aquarius. Also known as the Buck Moon. So I'm going to discuss that a little later as well. Unfortunate breaking news, you guys, regarding Haiti and the assassination of their president. A little bit right before I decided to come on, you guys, I got information that there were shootings conducted at the funeral. So I'll be touching bases on that as well. Shit is crazy. Also, I don't know if you guys know, but you know, thankfully, you know, nobody was harmed. Jay-Z and Beyonce's mansion in New Orleans had a fire. So we'll talk about those things and others if I choose. Yeah. Momentarily. So yeah. Oh, also, if anybody's like, what the fuck, Co, with the choice in my song today? You motherfuckers know I'm old school. My nigga, I'm 39, okay? That's that shit to me, you know? If you didn't know about it, look, you learned something today. Get with it, okay? Get with it, all right? It's fucking Friday. So I almost forgot. Yeah, that's right. Earlier this week, what was that? Tuesday, July 20th? Milwaukee took the championship in the NBA games. Yeah, how about that? Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know where the fuck Cole was that day and why I ain't catch the game, but apparently, which you guys probably already know, but fuck it. Still talk about it, because it's actually very it's like a landmark sort of win, if you will, because it's been 50 years, if I'm not mistaken. It was stated that they have not won a championship, so that's kind of huge, right? Oh yeah, damn right it is. Shout out to what's his name? Giannis? Yeah, tell me later, Cole, like you fucking his shit up. Listen, oh Lord have mercy. No, and you know you gotta love me for trying. For trying while talking to you. Not even trying to act like I'm going to say this shit correct. You got to love the authenticity behind that. But no disrespect. I think it's Giannis, right? Giannis? I don't know, you guys. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. Either way, shout out to you and congratulations for being the MVP of the finals. And yeah, a lot of commentators was basically comparing... you know, this game to like a Jordan in 92 or Shaq in 2001. Yeah. So all those who caught the game, you know, I know you guys appreciated the events. And, you know, again, shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks, right? We already talking about sports and shit. So for you guys who are like me, gonna be following up on the Olympic Games, they will, I guess, officially start tomorrow. Just some things if you didn't know that's you know, going on with the games. International athletes and support staff, you guys, are tested every day. Athletes do not have to be vaccinated. That is their choice. However, more than 90 people associated with the games have tested positive as of yesterday's report. Also including British athlete Amber Hill. Yeah. Who actually withdrew from the women's skeet competition. So, in addition to that, there will be no spectators allowed. Yeah. So they've actually been banned pretty much since some kind of emergency scare they had about a week or two ago. Effective up into August the 22nd. So that's what's going on with the Olympic scheduled games thus far. I think archery is an event that's happening today as well as rowing. And there will be 33 sports at 339 events across 42 venues. And for the Paralympics, there will be 22 sports at 539 events across 21 venues. So I look forward to those games. I hope you do as well. You can always Google the schedule pertaining to whatever your sport, favorite sport or sport of choice is to see what's going on with that. Yeah. Moving forward, and forward we shall move. You already. So you know me, you know I'm keeping up with what's going on in astrology land and things of that sort. And a lot of you guys who listen to me do as well. So you guys know today is the Buck Moon, all right? So if you didn't know what the Buck Moon is, basically, it is a word that stems from Native Americans and their tradition where they, describe this time of the year as when the majestic buck deer develops their gorgeous antlers. So if you didn't know, we are already in the full moon in Aquarius, okay? And so the effects, you guys, of this amazing full moon today is that it's gonna amplify your energy, right? Where to some degree or another, magical experiences will be manifested, right? So that's fucking dope. So if you're trying to get a visual of what exactly this moon is positioned in the world at the time of this, it's like at 180 degree. The sun and the moon are facing, are facing each other at 180 degrees. So the energy properties actually associated with this full moon is basically supposed to increase your social responsibility towards things. You're supposed to be more receptive to expressing your individuality, you know, especially if that kind of consists of some form of radical change, and a lot of emphasis on collaborations being heightened and highlighted. So yeah, you know, you guys should be super excited. I am about the effects of this full moon. Maybe not so much if you, you know, operate on a low vibration, but I encourage you to step it up and get to a higher one. But yeah, you know, which is pretty dope, because look at that shit. Like, it's the beginning of Leo season. It's the beginning of the Olympic fucking games. It's the fucking full buck moon, all right? Igniting some shit, all right? So, I totally, you know me, I'm totally all for it. I know some people will be taking advantage of this day to really tap into, like, their creative, gifts. You know what I'm saying? If you wanted to know, there are certain signs that, you know, are affected immensely by this full moon. You have, those born in late Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn season, as well as those born in early Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius season, right? So any advice I can give you during this transitional buck moon is that, you know, be flexible to change, embrace who you are. You know, the world wants more originality, more creativity, wants you to come out your shell, be your true, authentic self. if you're not already doing that, I would encourage that you do. Because this is a time of self-reflection, growth, absolutely. And you should really take advantage. You should take advantage of this full moon, right? In a positive, productive way, you know. In a positive, productive way, because it really does focus, you guys, on your gifts, whatever your gifts are. You know, this should be a time for, like I said, reflection and, you know, having a better understanding of things. Looking at things in a different perspective, if you will, and being more observant to what you see, you know, what you really see. You dig? So for all of my, you know, astrology lovers, look forward to that and, you know, yay for that. Yeah. I had to talk about it. It's me, all right? It's me. Somebody listening to me was like, on it, Co. We're super hyped too about the buck moon. So, yeah. Yeah, so you guys know Kanye and Jay-Z's collaborated on a Donda album, right? The Donda album. Yeah. So, Kanye's latest album was released today at 12 a.m. Eastern, Donda, and Kanye and Jay-Z linked up. So last night, July 22nd, Kanye actually held a listening event at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, in which he was supposed to actually start things off at 8 p.m., but it was stated that things kind of rolled off about 2 hours afterwards type shit. But, you know, it was stated that, you know, it was one of those, the wait was well worth it type of scenarios, right? I'm pretty psyched about the collab. You know, Kanye and Hov musically work very well together, in my opinion, as a fan of both. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that shit is going to be, as it usually is, classic. Cool and legendary. So yeah, Kanye did launch the Donda campaign earlier this week when he was announcing the listening event at an Apple ad that he actually featured a little snippet of one of his new tracks. It's called No Child Left Behind, and it actually features Olympic they title it Olympic Hopeful. Pre-Olympic star, that's what I would like to refer to her as. Sha'Carri Richardson. So, you guys, you know, let me know how y'all feel about the album. I know a lot of you guys probably already downloaded it. I'm definitely going to be checking it out a little later. And maybe I'll give some commentary in another episode. But yeah, I'm really excited about the collab. Definitely is. Kim Kardashian, of course, did accompany Kanye at the listening event. And we hope that his album is every bit what he wants it to be. So shout out to you, Kanye. And keep doing what it is you do, right? Since we're talking about Hov, yeah, I'm really bugging out because I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, so I read something earlier that was like, their mansion was destroyed. And I'm like, wait, what? Again, thank God they are safe. No one was hurt, obviously. But it was stated that their mansion, first and foremost, is a historical home. And so the fire, because it's not that much information on this, but it is, you know, at the time that I saw what occurred. It was stated that the fire itself, the flames, had been going on for about 2 hours. So, you know, the damage, of course, obviously, there exists some, but they were somehow able to, you know, save the building from, you know, it being, you know, worse than what it was when they were able to, you know, do what they do as firefighters. So, you know, they still didn't get to a determination of what actually caused the blaze. I'm quite certain that information will develop, you know, in the future, very near future. But as of right now, and what I was reading on, I was just more in shock of the actual fire. So again, I'm, you know, glad that nobody was harmed. Pretty sure COVID, B got insurance on everything. You know, that's not the point, but at least that's the point. So, yeah, it's fucked up. But again, at least, you know, things weren't, you know, no lives were affected by this. And, you know, anything that was destroyed, you know, hopefully it can get, you know, repaired or, you know, replenished or, you know, whatever it is that rich people do when shit like this happens. So yeah, moving forward though, shout out to you though. Moving forward though, yeah, so let me just get straight to what the fuck happened, like, about, I want to say, 3 hours ago, at the funeral out in Haiti. Yeah, so, you know, they were having the funeral of the president of Haiti that was assassinated. And I spoke about this, I think 2 segments back, you guys, and I was telling you I'd get back to you if, you know, which we knew additional information would be developing on, you know, who was involved and things of that magnitude. And before I could get ready to give you that information, looking at some things, and this shit just came up that at the actual funeral, there were shots fired, which had the Haiti police fire tear gas at this ceremony. So, wow. The U.S. delegation to the actual funeral that was headed by the United States ambassador to the United Nations, her name is Linda Thomas Greenfield, and she actually cut the visit short right after the shooting began, which, like I said, was around 10 a.m. Shortly after that, the United Nations Special Representative to Haiti, Helen Lalime, she left her in a hurry with her entourage as well. So, what the fuck? What is going on here? Like, moments before the funeral, according to Miami Herald, they said that the crowd started shouting, "Assassin, assassin," as the Haiti National Police Chief, Leon Charles, arrived. Then others started yelling, "Where is, you know, Jovenel?" Now, while the funeral is still continuing to proceed, the police began to actually surround the area that was near the tent that housed the president's coffin. And somehow, they ended up firing tear gas and, like, fucking billows of smoke and shit could be seen distances away with the effects of the gas. So I'm pretty sure, as we already know, that the emotions down in Haiti are and has by this point skyrocketed tremendously. Um,
And it's crazy because, like, these events actually took place shortly after First Lady Martine Moesi, that's how y'all say the name? Yeah. Okay. Arrived. So it's like, what, you know, I guess for me, it's like, what is going on with the security measures here at, you know, events and for prominent or prestigious or political figures to where these type of things, and again, I know anything's possible, right? We're not gonna act like you know, things like this can't happen, but it almost appears like it's happening too easy. Like, why, where are the security measures in place to where, you know, first of all, where are these shots being, you know, shot from? Who's shooting? I guess that's the, you know, I guess that's actually the first question. Who the fuck is shooting at the funeral? And what is, how was the setup there for the safety of not only just, you know, the First Lady and other people from other international countries representing the United Nations and the United States ambassador and others, right? Where is the fucking security at? Like, why is it, what's going on here? You know, like, and I think that's the question I'm asking, and why I don't even, you know, I don't think anybody is confused or, you know, in awe that these individuals that were there after this happened definitely left. Oh yeah, we definitely leaving because we already trying to figure out how an assassination at the president's home was able to occur, and we're getting pieces, or we're putting, you know, we're getting to that investigation. And in addition, we're at his funeral and motherfuckers is shots is literally fired, shots fired type shit. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on here? But yeah, I'm pretty certain that that's something else that they'll soon have to answer for or explain or give some sort of statement, if you will, about what the fuck occurred at the funeral. So yeah, that's what I've got so far about what happened today. But the crazy shit is, I was actually going to speak to you guys about, you know, things that led up to today. Wasn't even, because that news came out of no fucking where. Like, wait, what? Well, I wasn't even, you know, I was going to talk about some other shit related to, you know, the situation in Haiti. What I originally was going to tell you guys was how it was indicated that several of the men that were accused in the assassination, they were, they had earlier this month went through a training program at a Georgia Army base. Well, actually, exactly. That sounds confusing as fuck. Let me start again. The guys, several of them that was arrested for the assassination, information developed that several years ago, that's probably how I should have said it, they actually went through a training program somewhere on a Georgia Army base. All right, now this was a couple of years ago. Seven of the 25 men that's allegedly involved in the actual plot to kill the president were stated to have actually went through at least one United States-sponsored professional military training opportunity while previously serving in the Colombian military. Now, that was between 2001 and 2015, the DOD said in a statement. Now, this is according to WSB TV out in Atlanta. So that's really what I was coming on here to talk to you guys about. And then that happened. Now, I don't know if you know, but four of those men went through an Army-based training that is probably one of the largest United States Army bases in the country. And it's located in central Georgia near Columbus. So it's the Fort Benning Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation, known as WINSEC. The DOD actually didn't comment on how many people took part in each course, but they did list all of the courses in which at least one of these suspects participated in or at WINSEC. Now, keep in mind, these programs, you guys, include cadet leadership development, counter drug operations, NCO professional development, and small unit leader training. And so I'm just curious as to, with these individuals that are now being accused of having some form of involvement in the plot of this president's assassination, how were they able, firstly, to even acquire this level of training? What gave them the okay, the right, the, like, what were they doing that they were able to even receive this level of training in the first place? Like, were they already officials themselves? Like, I don't understand. Are we just handing out this form of training to anybody who appears and says, hey, I want that training? I don't think so. So for these people that seem to have been linked to having certain levels of military, U.S. Army based trainings and access to them, how did they get this training? And while explaining that, what are the specifications to be able to receive training like they got? Like, how can, is that open to the public? Regular ass citizens and shit. How do you get to be able to get to that army base to even receive that training? Yeah. So officials did say the suspects did participate in, you know, smaller, lesser formal training seminars in Washington, D.C. that happened to primarily focus on more specific areas, such as like medical, engineering, logistics, operations, maintenance, you know, and other supportive weapon systems. So again, for me, I'm just wondering, how are these people and what qualifications or, you know, yeah, qualifications, I guess, is it. What granted them the access? I think currently 25 people so far have been suspected of being part of this assassination. But the DOD officials have not, as of yet, identified the suspects who participated in the U.S.-sponsored military training programs. Yeah, because that's huge. Who the fuck let these motherfuckers that happen to now be accused of being involved in a whole assassination gain the training that might have contributed to them being able to pull this shit off? That's all I'm saying. Okay, so, you guys, I'm not gonna keep you too much longer. I've kept you long enough. You know I love you. Calling it a day. That's it. That's all I have to say. I hope you guys have a fabulous fucking weekend. Please do. Be safe.
I think Rolling Loud is happening, right? Shout out to everybody who's out there or going out there. Please be safe. I see Florida COVID cases are rising. And if I'm not mistaken, yesterday I read that part of the stage of some sort kind of collapsed yesterday out there in Rolling Loud. I guess wherever there's going to be the performances, yeah, it had like some kind of collapse. I hope everything works out or has worked out with that. Everybody be safe and enjoy yourself this weekend. Be safe, you guys. Later, you guys.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Bonus episode. So you guys, I don't know, but I had to say something. Yeah. So did you hear that little Uzi Vert is being credited with being, or becoming, I should say, the first human to own a planet? You know, what the fuck, you guys? Like, I kid you not, like, yeah. So, you know, and this actually comes months after he inserted that $24 million diamond into his forehead that he ended up removing. But it's been stated that he's like literally just days away, you guys, from becoming the first ever human being to own a whole fucking planet. So when I saw that shit, I was like, wait a minute, what? Planets are on fucking sale? Like, since when you can buy a motherfucking planet? You know what I'm saying? You could be... Are we just running out of shit to spend our money on? I mean, wow, you wealthy motherfuckers never seem to... Wow, like, I'd be shocked at the shit y'all spend fucking money on. Like, no bullshit. I didn't even know we could buy a motherfucking planet. Did you know that? But of course it would be little Uzi that would assuringly let us know, yes, motherfuckers, you can, because I bought one. Now, according to the singer Grimes, this is a very historical, impressive purchase. Now, the singer shared a photo of WASP, or WASP, I guess, -127b, which is a gas giant exoplanet larger than Jupiter. Dead ass. Now, apparently, little Uzi actually owns this planet. Again, I'm like, what? Because, and please understand, how motherfuckers spend their money is how they spend their money. But I'm just curious as to why. Is it more or less because you can do it? Because you can? You know, because you see that happen a lot where people just buy shit just because they can fucking buy it. But I'm wondering, the purchase of a planet, where's that going? What are you doing with that? Are you planning to do some kind of scientific discoveries on this planet? Are you planning on finding out if, you know, you can live on this fucking planet, or if life is that, like, what prompts you to buy this motherfucking planet, right? But if this is actually legit, he will be credited, you guys, with being the first human to legally own a fucking planet. Like, you gotta see the picture of it, though. I mean, I don't know, you guys. You got motherfuckers going up to space and, you know, a lot of activity, a lot of recent activities going on in the universe.
And from the looks of it, many people are actually thinking that the way things are appearing, it's like if people are trying to make space tourism like some kind of thing. Like, you know, fuck going to Dubai and all that shit. Girl, that's, oh, we going to Mars, bitch. Like, that type of shit. Like, you ain't go nowhere unless you've been out of the galaxy. Like, fuck out of the country. Like, look, listen. Okay, motherfuckers buying planets. Hello, where's this going? Now, this specific exoplanet, it orbits a yellow star, and it takes 4.2 Earth days to complete one orbit of its star. Naturally, of course, people were like, how the fuck do you buy a planet? And when the fuck did they go on sale? How much did your planet cost? $100 million? Like, what the fuck was spent on this fucking planet? I'm not, you know, and it's caused some sort of like, wait, what moment? And people going back and forth, like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? You can't buy a fucking planet. Somebody on Twitter said that Lil Uzi was obviously being scammed. Somebody else actually joked a fan, like, why the fuck would he buy a planet he can't even step foot, you know, on, or, you know, rather in, whatever. Like, I don't know. But again, some people just, again, buy things just because they have the money to do it. And we can all sit here, those who don't have that amount, or even those who do, and say, what the fuck, bro? But that's what the fuck, though, bro. This nigga bought a planet. Now, I actually see a picture of him with the diamond back in his head. So maybe he got it replanted, but I know some months back it was taken out because the nigga fucking was bleeding from it, right? So if he's went and put it back after that, after your fucking head was leaking blood, okay. Yeah. So I thought I would just let you guys know that the latest today is apparently you can buy a fucking planet if you have the money to do so. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure we'll hear more about this shit in the late, near future. This shit got me tongue-tied, y'all. Y'all see this shit? Later, babies. Later, you guys.